Hello and welcome to the PrepWell Podcast, the place to be if your child wants to attend a top-tier college, a military service academy, or they want to earn an ROTC or athletic scholarship. I'm Phil Black, your host, and my job is to prepare you and your child for this amazing journey. So sit back, buckle up, and prepare to out-prepare. Hello, friends, and welcome back to the PrepWell Podcast. Today, I'm going to move from admissions issues, which I've covered for the last few weeks, to affordability issues, which are increasing by the year as well. I will march through a bunch of case studies. I think there's something like 14 of them, all based on students that I've worked with and helped, which show how much it costs to go to college under these different scenarios. I'm going to start at the top with the most expensive scenario, clocking in at close to $100,000 per year, all the way to the bottom, where a student is actually paid $5,000 to go to college, and everything in between. And as I walk through these cases, I want you to think to yourself, can I envision my son or daughter falling into one of these categories? And if I can, am I prepared to pay what it takes to make that a reality? And for all the examples I'm going to talk about, I'm not going to cover the how and the why these students actually got into these schools. That's a much bigger question. I could not possibly cover that in one episode. The answer to those questions, by the way, is the whole premise behind PrepWell Academy. If you're interested in how these students made it, then listen to your weekly PrepWell videos or enroll in PrepWell Academy if you're not enrolled yet and start getting up to speed. Now, I'm going to use some jargon as I walk through these scenarios, so to make sure we're all on the same page here with terminology, here are a few things that you're going to hear me reference. Number one, full freight. When you pay full freight, it means you're paying the full sticker price for tuition, room, board, books, transportation, the whole enchilada. So if you make a lot of money, and we'll talk about what that means a little bit later on, or you're an international student, you will likely pay full freight. Second term is merit aid, also known as academic aid or an academic scholarship for very high grades, GPA, SAT and ACT scores. This is essentially a rebate on tuition. For example, if you get a financial aid award letter and it says that College X is happy to offer you a $30,000 merit scholarship, it essentially bumps the actual tuition cost from, say, $70,000 a year to $40,000 a year. And that does not include room and board, which would likely be another $20,000 a year. Next, when I refer to a well-to-do family, this is a family that basically makes about $250,000 a year or more. I'm also going to talk about headcount sports. Headcount sports are the only sports that offer official full-ride athletic scholarships, meaning one player gets his or her full cost of college paid for, assuming that scholarship renews for all 4 years. Importantly, there are only two headcount sports for boys, basketball and football, and four headcount sports for girls, basketball, volleyball, tennis, and gymnastics. All other sports are known as equivalency sports. An equivalency sport, like lacrosse, baseball, rowing, swimming, water polo, soccer, is one where the head coach is given a lump sum of money equivalent to some number of full-ride scholarships, let's call it five, and the coach is responsible for divvying up that money across their entire roster. So if a lacrosse team had only five players on the roster, they could each theoretically get enough athletic aid to mimic a full-ride scholarship. Unfortunately, most lacrosse teams hold 30 players on the roster. So most players get a small sliver of a scholarship. And that's going to vary among the players for a whole host of reasons, which we're not going to get into now. I'm also going to discuss in-state and out-of-state. Many public universities are more affordable to those students who reside in that state. After all, a lot of their state and local taxes often go towards subsidizing higher education for those public institutions. However, if you want to go to one of those public universities from out of state, you don't live there, that discount will not apply, as we will soon see. Our next term is flagship. Flagship means the biggest, most high-profile college in any particular state. Virginia's flagship public university is UVA, for example, University of Virginia. And lastly, NIL. That stands for Name, Image, and Likeness, which is a new policy that allows collegiate athletes to get paid to play their sport in college because the colleges are seen as using their name, image, and likenesses to make billions of dollars. And we'll see how that works later in this episode. So let's start with the very most expensive option. Option number one, private, liberal arts, highly selective college, paying full freight. I'm going to repeat that because I know this can get jargony and your head starts to swim. Option number one, private, liberal arts, highly selective college, paying full freight. Let me give you an example. This could be a female student from a well-to-do family in Northern California who decides to attend NYU, New York University. Other schools that fall into this category would include all the Ivies, Pepperdine, Northwestern, Bowdoin, University of Chicago. The list is long. It will cost you, especially 2 or 3 years from now, about $100,000 per year for tuition, room, board, books, travel, transportation, other miscellaneous. If this describes your child and your financial situation, open up that investment account and see if you squirreled away $400,000 or more for Susie's education. This is what full freight looks like when you receive no need-based financial aid, no merit aid, no athletic scholarship, nothing. Just a plain vanilla student from a well-to-do family who wants to go to College XYZ, a highly selective private liberal arts college. And by the way, if you're thinking to yourself, well, my daughter will probably get an athletic scholarship or at least an academic scholarship, so surely it won't be that expensive, I would caution you to think again. I will address where all of those options come into play or they don't come into play as we move through the other options, but suffice to say, I am pretty confident that your daughter would have very little chance, if any chance, to get any type of athletic or merit aid from a school like NYU. And we'll talk a lot more about this as we go down. Scenario number two, flagship, public university, out of state, full freight. I'm going to repeat that. Flagship, public university, out of state, paying full freight. This might be a student from a well-to-do family in Florida who wants to go to UVA, University of Virginia, which, as I said, is a highly selective public university. This will cost the student about $80,000 a year. Remember, this is tuition, room, board, books, transportation, all in cost for a student going to a public university who does not live in that state, the state of Virginia. It's an out-of-state cost. So now we've moved from $100,000 a year to $80,000 a year. Let's move to scenario three. Private, liberal arts, selective college, Division I lacrosse, athletic scholarship. Let me go through that again. Private, liberal arts, selective college, Division I lacrosse, athletic scholarship. This could be a lacrosse player from Long Island, New York, who was recruited to play lacrosse at a school like Bucknell, which is a Division I program. And at first blush, you might assume that this player is getting a full-ride lacrosse scholarship to Bucknell, making the cost of attendance near zero. In fact, the athlete and the athlete's parents might even give you that impression when they're talking to you. Unfortunately, that is likely far, far from reality. For one, lacrosse is an equivalency sport, which we've talked about, which means that they don't give out full-ride athletic scholarships, as we discussed at the top. And second, this particular athlete comes from a well-to-do family, and the coach knows that the family can afford the school, So the athlete is offered a $3,000 a year partial scholarship, which leaves his total cost of attendance at roughly $77,000 a year. Okay, so we've gone from $100,000 to $80,000 to $77,000 a year. Let's move on to scenario number four. Private, liberal arts, very selective college as opposed to highly selective, with a $30,000 merit aid scholarship. Let me walk through that one more time. Private, liberal arts, very selective college as opposed to highly selective, one tier down, with a $30,000 merit aid scholarship. Whom might this apply to? It could be a male student from a well-to-do family in Connecticut who turns down Yale, which would cost him $100,000 a year, to instead attend Fordham for $70,000 per year. Well, how did that choice happen? Well, to attract the higher tier students to Fordham, which they do to boost their school's average SAT scores, which will help them in the rankings, they often offer merit or academic scholarships to students who might otherwise choose a more expensive school that doesn't offer merit aid, like Yale University. For instance, a student from Connecticut who gets into both Yale and Fordham but is price conscious may turn down Yale and opt to attend Fordham to take advantage of the $30,000 merit scholarship. Instead of paying $100,000 a year, they pay $70,000 a year. Again, this assumes that the family's income makes them ineligible for need-based financial aid, if need-based financial aid was even available at the school. Even though on the surface, that $30,000 a year merit scholarship looks pretty nice, the student is still paying a hefty $70,000 a year to attend Fordham University. So we've gone $100,000 a year, $80,000 a year, $77,000 a year. Now we're down to $70,000 a year. Let's move to scenario five. Private, liberal arts, selective college, Division III basketball program, partial athletic scholarship, masquerading as merit aid. Let me go through that one more time. Private, liberal arts, selective college, Division III basketball program, partial athletic scholarship masquerading as merit aid. This might be a scenario where there's a good basketball player who wasn't quite good enough to play Division I, but is enticed by the basketball coach from Trinity University in Texas, a Division III program, who offered him a $12,000 quote-unquote merit scholarship based on his GPA or his SAT score. Because remember, like the Ivy League, Division III athletic programs cannot give athletic scholarships, but they can give merit scholarships for any number of reasons. Well, the Ivy Leagues can't do that, but a school like Trinity University in Texas can give merit scholarships. With the $12,000 merit scholarship, it brings that athlete's total cost of attendance to Trinity College from $72,000 a year to $60,000 a year. And the march continues from $100,000, $80,000, $77,000, $70,000, now to $60,000 a year. Let's move on to scenario six. Private, liberal arts, selective college, Division I soccer program, athletic slash merit-based stacked scholarship. One more time. Private, liberal arts, selective college with a Division I soccer program, getting an athletic slash merit-based stacked scholarship. This is a student who attends a school like Hofstra University to play soccer and receives a $10,000 partial athletic scholarship, because remember, soccer is not a headcount sport, they can't give full scholarships, as well as a $10,000 academic scholarship because the student had very good grades. The student was cost conscious, so the coach was able to stack a few different types of scholarships together to get a number that the student could live with. This, what we call a stacked award, totaling $20,000, $10,000 of athletic, $10,000 of merit, brings the total cost of attendance to Hofstra down to $50,000 a year. So now we've gone from 100 to 80 to 77,000 to 70 to 60 to $50,000 a year. Let's move on to scenario number 7. Merit scholarship to a public university out of state. One more time. Merit scholarship to a public university out of state. Let's say a student from Massachusetts wants to go to UConn, University of Connecticut, which is a public college in Connecticut. So they're out of state. They receive a $15,000 merit scholarship for their exemplary grades, which brings their total cost of attendance down from $60,000 a year at UConn to $45,000 a year at UConn. The march down continues, 100,000 to 80, 77, 70, 60, 50. Now we're down to 45,000 a year. Let's move to scenario 8. Flagship public university in-state full freight. One more time. Flagship public university in-state full freight. This might be a student from a well-to-do family in Virginia who wants to stay close to home and go to UVA, the University of Virginia, as we talked about, the flagship public university. This would cost the student about $40,000, about half of what it would cost that out-of-state student we talked about earlier attending UVA because they're in the state. So it's $40,000 instead of $80,000. So now we've moved from $100,000 all the way down to $40,000. Let's move to scenario number 9, a Navy ROTC scholarship to a private liberal arts super highly selective college. One more time. Navy ROTC scholarship to a private liberal arts super highly selective college. This might be a student who wins a Navy ROTC scholarship to Princeton, which pays her full tuition, which is probably $70,000, by the way, leaving her to pay only the cost of room and board at about $20,000. So Navy ROTC scholarship to Princeton. The typical tuition there is going to be about 70 grand. That goes away. The Navy pays for that. And this student is left paying $20,000 a year just for her room and board. So now we've gone from $100,000 down to $20,000 a year. Let's move to scenario number 10, junior or community college. This is a student or a family that doesn't have $50,000 to $90,000 a year to spend on a traditional 4-year college education. So instead, they begin their educational journey at a community college for, let's call it, $2,000 a year. That moves us to scenario number 11, full academic scholarship to a private liberal arts super highly competitive college. Start that one more time. Full academic scholarship to a private liberal arts super highly competitive college. This might be a student who wins a prestigious, nationally recognized scholarship like the Coolidge Foundation Prize, for example, and they can use that award to go to any school that they get into, like Yale University. Obviously, these types of scholarships are hard to come by. They're rare, they're super competitive, they're uncommon, but they do exist. So the total cost of attendance of that student who won that Coolidge Foundation Prize to go to Yale, about $2,000 a year, just for miscellaneous expenses. Scenario number 12, 100% need-based financial aid scholarship to a private, liberal arts, super highly selective college with big need-based financial aid program. That's a mouthful. I'll do it one more time. 100% need-based financial aid scholarship to a private, liberal arts, super highly selective college with a big need-based financial aid program. This might be a student from a family that makes $80,000 a year, gets accepted to Columbia University, which has a generous need-based financial aid program and covers nearly all the costs for the student. That total cost for that student is probably going to be about $1,000 a year. And Columbia is going to cost about $90,000 a year. So that's an $89,000 scholarship. Let's move on to scenario number 13. Full athletic scholarship in a headcount sport plus NIL money to a private liberal arts highly selective college. One more time. Full athletic scholarship in a headcount sport, plus NIL money to a private, liberal arts, highly selective college. This might be a high school quarterback who's recruited to play football at Duke, where they offer the elusive full-ride athletic scholarship. This is likely an actual full-ride scholarship, since most football programs have sometimes 60 full-ride scholarships to give out to their athletes. This student-athlete would play close to $0 to go to Duke, and more than likely would end up making money because of the new NIL arrangement, as we talked about earlier, where some college athletes are actually paid to play their sport in college. So this student-athlete's total cost of college might be a negative $5,000 a year, meaning he actually makes money when taking into account NIL money. And by the way, this is an extremely low estimate. At the higher level, some athletes are making hundreds of thousands of dollars in NIL money and endorsements. But again, these are the edge cases. If you had an athlete in the family like this, you would probably know it by now. Let's go to the last scenario, scenario 14. Full scholarship to any of the highly selective liberal arts military service academies. One more time. Full 100% scholarship to any of the highly selective liberal arts military service academies. This might be a student from Montana who is strong in academics and athletics and leadership, who wants to serve their country. He or she may go to any of the five military service academies. That's the Naval Academy, West Point, the Air Force Academy, the Coast Guard Academy, and the Merchant Marine Academy for free. Everyone is on 100% full scholarship. In fact, they are actually paid a monthly stipend of several hundred dollars to attend one of these academies. So let's call the cost of attendance also negative $5,000, meaning they actually get paid money to go to college as well. And by the way, this doesn't even account for the guaranteed five-year job making $80,000 a year or more that they are guaranteed upon graduation. That's just icing on the cake. So there you have it, a list of 14 scenarios where the cost to attend college goes from $100,000 a year to negative $5,000 a year, meaning you're actually paid money to go to college. Your job as a parent, with the help of your child, is to figure out which one of these paths you're tracking on. Can you actually get into one of these colleges? Can you become a recruited athlete? Will you be smart enough to compete for merit money? And at what colleges? Do you have what it takes to get an appointment to a military service academy? These are all the questions. This is a dynamic process, and you need to be aware of what's going on around you. You need to be ready to make decisions and help guide your child in the right direction. Obviously, we're talking about a massive financial investment here in your child's future, often in the $50,000 to $100,000 a year range. In total, we're talking $200,000 to $400,000. That's a big decision. And if you're making good money and you're a well-to-do family, but you're not a billionaire, these decisions can have long-standing impact on your future and the future of your child, particularly if we start layering in hundreds of thousands of dollars of student loan debt. One way to figure all of this out is to become a PrepWeller, where I coach your child, and often you, on all of these things in weekly videos starting in ninth grade, and or connect with me for some private consulting to help you figure out where you are, where you're headed, and where you might fit in. That's all I've got for you today, folks. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for the continued support. In case you didn't know, this podcast supports Prep Academy's online mentoring program, where high schoolers and their parents receive weekly videos from me, where I break down important topics and give timely advice about college admissions, particularly for top-tier colleges, service academies, and for ROTC and athletic scholarships. Many parents who listen to this podcast already have their high schoolers enrolled in Prep Academy, which is great. If you don't yet, please consider enrolling them. Registration is only open during freshman or sophomore year. After that, we no longer accept new students. So if you have a freshman or sophomore in high school and you like what you're hearing in these podcasts and you'd like to get more content like this, tailored specifically for your child, for their specific grade, and with their specific goals in mind, go to prepwellacademy.com and enroll today. If you know a parent with a middle schooler or high schooler that might find this helpful, please share the episode with them. And give us a rating if you have the time. Word of mouth and positive ratings help our podcast reach a much wider audience. If you have questions, comments, or an idea for an upcoming episode, please reach out to me by email, DM me on Instagram, check out our blog, our Facebook page, connect with me on LinkedIn. I would love to hear from you. Until next week, goodbye, good luck, and never stop preparing. This podcast is brought to you by PrepWell Academy. PrepWell Academy is my one-of-a-kind online mentoring program that delivers to your 9th or 10th grader a short, highly relevant video from me every week, every Sunday, in fact, where I give them a heads up about what they should be thinking about to stay ahead of the game. To get these valuable lessons into your child's hands, please head over to prepwellacademy.com and enroll your child today.